Welcome to your five for the day. In the Bible, there is a story of Bartimaeus, who is a blind beggar from the town of Jericho. Due to his disability, he was unable to work and had to beg for a living. He, in all probability, had heard about Jesus and the miracles he was doing. The problem was that by this time Jesus was well known and was always followed by a crowd of people. They may not have had radio, television, Twitter, Facebook, or mobile phones, but the message would travel fast and people would surround Jesus. How does anyone get access to him under these circumstances, especially somebody with the disability of blindness? Sometimes we can feel like this as well. Perhaps we feel that Jesus is too busy and too consumed with a greater good or the affairs of the world. Why should he stop for little old me? This story reminds us that regardless of the crowds, he is willing and waiting to respond to our callings. He is not beyond your reach. Perhaps blind Bartimaeus had hoped and longed that he too could meet Jesus. Then the most unlikely thing was happening. Jesus was passing by, and he was passing by the very spot where Bartimaeus was. The very person he had hoped to meet was right there, close to him, within his reach. He just lets rip and starts to scream. He just took the window of opportunity and grabbed it with all he had. A window of opportunity requires some effort, but that effort will be rewarded. Bartimaeus may not have been able to see, but he certainly made good use of his hearing and his voice. It is interesting to notice in the story that it says many rebuked him. When he started calling out, he got opposition. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. His response to this deluge of hostile opposition is interesting. He shouted even louder. It was only at this point that it got the attention of Jesus. Perhaps he had even thought that Jesus was ignoring him. But he did not give up. Then, for me, comes the most intriguing element of this great story. In the middle of the bustling crowds and the noisy activity, and with Bartimaeus shouting louder and louder, Jesus stops. Jesus will stop for you too. He is not too busy to stop when you call on him. That Jesus was willing and prepared to stop all the activity, to stop his plans and agenda to deal with this blind beggar man, should be an encouragement to all of us. Bartimaeus received his sight and discovered that Jesus was not too busy to solve his problem and meet his need. The good news of the Bible is that God is not too busy for you and me either. He is not some distant, remote force who acts coldly without feelings as the owner-operator of the universe. The Bible teaches just the opposite. He is a God of feelings. He cares. He is compassionate. He loves. There are things that please him and things that cause him anger. He is fair. He is true. He is holy. And the good news is he is near and intimately aware of everything that is happening in our lives. Is God interested in you? Of course he is. He wants to have a very personal and permanent relationship with you. He offers that to you today.